Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. It can be all too easy to consider people who don't think and act the same way we do to be enemies. But it doesn't have to be that way. Here's an interesting example from the Bible's book of Genesis. A fellow named Isaac was quite successful, having bountiful crops and herds. He was so successful, in fact, that the Philistines he lived among were envious, and they destroyed the wells he used. Instead of getting angry, Isaac dug a new well. But the Philistines took it for their own use. Still not getting angry, Isaac just kept digging wells until the Philistines no longer took them. Isaac was sure God was with him. Like Abraham, his father, he was sure there was enough good to go around, so he simply kept relying on and finding that good. The king of the Philistines came to him, and they worked out what we today might call a peace treaty. The Philistines realized the power of good was operating. The king told Isaac they knew God was with him, so they wished him well and said they wouldn't bother him just as he wouldn't bother them. As the Bible puts it, the Philistines departed from him in peace. So it seems that despite their differences, Isaac didn't see the Philistines as enemies. He was sure the power of God, good, was at hand and active, so he was willing to let the Philistines have the wells they wanted. May we today be just as sure good is at hand and do good to those who might otherwise be enemies. Amen.